Good morning. Today we have two critical questions as we discuss the shutfus of Yisachar Zvulun. They are connected questions, related questions. The first question is, do all poskim agree that indeed you can have this partnership between a Yisachar and Zvulun, Zvulun who is working, Yisachar who is learning? Does this concept exist with all poskim, or is it a machlokes? Question number two is, assuming that indeed this concept, this construct does exist, that indeed you can have this partnership, this shutfus, indeed, what is the benefit to Zvulun, that is the person who is working? Is it to the extent that it as if Zvulun is actually learning himself? In other words, can you outsource your learning to somebody else, to somebody who is learning, and it counts as if you yourself are doing the learning? So that is our question number two. So we're going to start off with the tour, who says as follows. He discusses the concept, the obligation of kovei itim l'Torah, having set times to learn. So he says as follows, every Jew has to have a kfius, has to have set times to learn. He's talking about men above the age of bar mitzvah. There's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and he goes in detail whether the person is poor or wealthy, whether he's healthy or not healthy, whether he's young or old, it doesn't matter. Each and every Jew has an obligation to be koveya itim l'Torah b'yom v'layla, twice a day actually, once during the day, once during the night, based on the pasuk in Yehoshua, v'agisa bo yomam v'layla. That is the statement of the Torah, but then he continues, and this is what's critical for us, umi she'i afshal lo lilmod, nibnei she'eno yodea klal lilmod. Somebody who doesn't, is not able to learn, impossible for him to learn, and he gives a couple of examples of why that could be, somebody who does not know how to learn, or somebody because he is so burdened with all the responsibilities he had, he's running a huge company, and he just has no time whatsoever, his solution, says the Torah, is yaspik la'achirim halomdim, he should support those who are learning. And then these are the critical words that we are going to discuss in detail shortly. V'teichashev lo ki'ilu hu lo med be'atzmo. V'teichashev lo, it will count for him as if he did the learning himself. That is six words. Those six words are critical. Not only do you have this partnership, shutvus Yisachar Zvulun, and you have somebody who's working, supporting somebody who is learning, but if you do that, it counts as if the person who is working did the learning himself. And then he says, in fact, this is a drasha of Chazal, on the pasuk, smach zvulun betzeisecha zvulun, you should be happy when you go out to work, because Yisachar bo'olecha, because Yisachar is indeed learning on your behalf. So what's fascinating is that in the Shulchan Aruch was written by Rav Yosef Kairo. Rav Yosef Kairo, before he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote a commentary on the Torah, called the Beis Yosef, and then he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef, that's the commentary of Rav Yosef Kairo on the tour, indeed does bring this concept of Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun, and indeed he brings in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, and if you enter into this contract, into this partnership, the person who is working, supporting somebody who is learning, v'ito chelek milimudo, he indeed gets a chelek in the actual learning. So the Beis Yosef brings that in the Beis Yosef. Rav Yosef Kairo brings that in the Beis Yosef. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, he deletes the concept. Now, he doesn't delete the whole concept of the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun. He indeed quotes the Torah almost verbatim that we went through, that everyone is required to be koveya eating the Torah. Whether you're wealthy, whether you're poor, whether you're healthy, whether you're not healthy, whether you're young, whether you're old, two times a day, he even brings the pasuk, v'agisa b'yomam b'layla, and he continues, just like the Torah, and somebody who it's impossible for him to learn. How could that be? He doesn't know how to learn. Or he's too burdened with all of his responsibilities. Yaspik l'achirim l'omdim. What he should do is he should support somebody. He should support other people who are learning. But he stops right there, period. He does not add our six operative critical words that it's as if the person who is working, it's as if he is learning. The words v'teichashev lo ki'ilu hu lo me be'atzmo that the Torah brought, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring it at all. And in fact, it requires the Ramah commenting there. The Ramah is written by Rav Moshe Isserles, commenting for Ashkenazim. The Shulchan Aruch is written by Rav Yosef Kairo, who's a Sfaradi. So when the Ashkenazic practice is different, the Ramah comments on it. And here, The Rama inserts those words. He says, you forgot those words. He doesn't say that, but effectively, that's what he's saying. And he quotes the tour. It's not only that you have a shutvus yisachar zvul and you have a partnership, but it's as if the person who is working actually did the learning. So where we are right now is, to answer our two questions, the tour and the Rama would answer our questions as follows. Can you have a shutvus yisachar zvul? Absolutely. And in fact, question number two, what does that do for the Zvulun? It's as if Zvulun did the learning himself. How about the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch would say, yeah, you can have this construct, kind of. You support somebody who's working, can support somebody who's learning. But he does not hold by that concept that it's as if the person who is working is learning. He omitted the six operative words from the Torah. And the Rambam, who is actually the basis oftentimes for the Shulchan Aruch, as is likely here, but the Rambam goes even further. Not only does the Rambam not bring this concept that it's as if the worker is actually doing the learning, but he doesn't discuss this concept of partnering between a worker and a learner at all in the entire Mishnah Torah, and in addition on his commentary on the Mishnah, the Perush HaMishnayos the Rambam, he doesn't mention this Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun at all. So we're going to have to try to parse through this. On the one hand, we have the Tur, and we have the Ramah, who hold by the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun, and they hold by it's as if Zvulun is doing the learning. And then in the other extreme, we have the Rambam, who doesn't hold by the Shutvus at all, apparently. And in the middle, maybe, or maybe it's closer to the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the concept, you can support somebody who's learning, but he does not count it as if the person is who is working is as if he is doing the learning. So Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this in quite detail, and he gives a very great insight into what this machlokus is. And he starts with the Rambam, and he says, the Rambam, who doesn't mention Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun at all, he is of the view that when you have somebody who is working, giving money to somebody who is learning, that is tzedakah. That is supporting somebody in need, but it is not as if the person who is working is doing the learning. Not at all. Doesn't hold by this concept of outsourcing your learning. You can't outsource your learning. If you want to learn, you want to get scarf for learning, do it yourself. You cannot hire, partner with somebody. You cannot partner with somebody who is doing the learning on your behalf. You're giving him money, the great mitzvah tzedakah, but it's tzedakah. It's not your limud ha-Torah. That is the Rambam's approach to this. And how about the Shulchan Aruch? So initially, the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, says that the Shulchan Aruch is agreeing with the Rambam. We see that the Shulchan Aruch omitted the six words. It's not as if the person who is working is doing the actual learning. It's tzedakah. Maybe in the Shulchan Aruch, because he does discuss that you should support somebody, because he discusses it more the Rambam, maybe he gives it a higher level and higher significance when it comes to the scale of tzedakah. This is a much more important mitzvah tzedakah because you're supporting somebody who is learning. But still, it is not as if you are doing the learning yourself. And continues with the Rav Moshe Feinstein, but maybe we can get a little bit more insight into the Shulchan Aruch's view. The Shulchan Aruch, where he discusses these halachas, he doesn't discuss it in the halachas of tzedakah. As in the Rambam was of the view that it's simply tzedakah. Somebody who's working is supporting somebody who is learning. That's tzedakah. It's not limud Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch, although he omitted the six words, nonetheless, he brought this whole concept in the Hilchas Talmud Torah, not in the Halacha of Tzedakah, not in Hilchas Tzedakah. And accordingly, we can see that it must be something else in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not that the Shulchan Aruch held that the person who is working is doing the learning, but he also doesn't hold it Tzedakah, so apparently it's something else. And he says as follows, it has to be, apparently, that it's from Hilchas Talmud Torah, because the Shulchan Aruch includes it in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and maybe it's the concept that, for example, when you enable somebody else to learn, effectively, you're their teacher. We have a teacher. Teacher is teaching somebody to learn. You're enabling them to learn. Maybe the same thing would be here. It's not as if the person who's working is doing the learning, but he's enabling the person who is learning to learn. And accordingly, maybe he's like the teacher. Effectively, he's a teacher because he's the enabler, and that is indeed is the schar. So you don't get the schar based on the Shulchan Aruch for actually doing the learning, but it's certainly not just the great mitzvah tzedakah. It's something different than that. So in the end of the day, we can recap the four different poskim as follows. The Tur and the Rama are in the same camp. they hold by the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulin, and then indeed, if there is a Shutvus Yisachar Zvulin, the person who is the Zvulin, the person who is working, is as if he himself is doing the learning. That is tremendous. Next, on the other extreme, we have the Rambam, who doesn't apparently hold by the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulin. If somebody is working, gives money to somebody who is learning, it's not a partnership in learning, it's simply tzedakah. And in the middle, we have the Shulchan Aruch, who's of the view that it's not tzedakah, it's also not as if you're doing the learning, but you are still the enabler, so it's something more than tzedakah, but it's not as if you are doing the learning, it's as if you are enabling somebody to learn, and that is a tremendous thing as well. Have a wonderful day. Oh, before we say have a wonderful day, just the bottom line, Rav Moshe Feinstein says as follows, that we paskin like the Rama, as in most places, certainly Ashkenazic practice, but certainly here, that the Shach and the Gra agree with the Rama. There is a shutfus, and indeed, it's as if the person who is working is learning, so that would be the bottom line psak. Have a wonderful day.